Can't believe I saw the loser at that party. He looks so silly, as if he belonged there. He simply isn't fit to be there. But it is cute how hard he tries. And he does have these puppy dog eyes that make me want to mess with him even more. So fragile, so innocent. Why does he have to be such a geek, though? Is he messing with me? Trying to make me look bad for taking an interest in him? That little. Just you wait. Next class, I'm gonna give you something to remember and... Hmm? Ashley? Why is she still at the party? I thought she wanted to leave after she had... Wait. What? What is that photo? I can't see. My eyes are a little blurry. Is that? But he's a nerd. How is he dancing with this hottie? Does he have game? Is he popular after all? No way, right? I swear he's always sitting alone while we are on break. How could he even find the courage to talk to a woman like her? I could call him. Tell him to come over. I can hide it behind me needing something, making him my errand boy. Mine. But I can't do that. What if the idiot somehow figures out that I'm into him? Nope. I told myself. Not interacting with him when I'm drunk. I get too emotional way too fast. Ashley? Again? I'll text her that she should stop sending me photos of the geek. And then, I'm gonna try and get some sleep. Where the hell does he think his hands are? Hey, come here. Now I said, come here. I won't ask again. If you're not at my place in the next 20 minutes... You're dead meat. Bring some drinks as well. Oh, and also, on the way, you know this Italian place? Yeah, well, I want a pizza. Took you long enough, nerd. Now get your booty inside. Why did I call you? Do I need a big reason for that? Or what? Are you actually trying to question me right now? Me, of all people? You're annoying. Now come here. Give me a hug. You took too long, so I took another shot or two before you came. Why? Well, because it's liquid courage, no? So, idiot, why do you think you're here? Oh, you have no idea now, have you? Because I do know why you're here. You are here because I called you. And you always listen to me, so you ran over. You're scared of me, right? And at the same time, you look at me with these eyes, and it's as if you'd expect something from me. It's so silly. I can't give you much anyway. Now sit down and eat with me. Did you get something for yourself as well? 'Cause you should know me better to believe I would share anything with you. Oh my god, you brought my favorite beer as well. You are awesome. So awesome. Sometimes, I mean, on the rare occasion. Yeah. Are you telling me what I can and can't do? Well, what do you mean by I shouldn't drink more? Are you screwing with me right now? I'm not even that drunk. I can stand on one leg without a problem. Wanna see? Okay. Feast your eyes upon this, sweetie pie. Thank you for catching me. Idiot. I mean, you probably were just hoping for a touch or two, no? I don't blame you. You know, lots of people want to touch you feel with me, but they don't get the opportunity to. Too bad. And it was just such a good chance as well. Anyway, I'll get off you now. It's time for beer. Cheers! What the hell is that? You're not gonna drink with me? Why? You need to get home later? Oh, is that so? And why is that, Do you have a secret date? Or something? Because as if. Not a loser like you, anyway. Oh, that's good. That hits the spot. Are you sure you don't want at least a sip? Even just a little, just dip your lip in for a little while. Here, you can drink from my can. Or is someone conscious of an indirect kiss? Oh god, you really are such a loser. I bet you still think that taking in the saliva of a woman gets her preggers or something, like for real. God, you really are such a loser. Look how red your face is. Man, I love seeing you like that. And I love it even more because I'm seeing like double right now. So it's like two of you blushing. And you're all so nervous because of me. All because of me. I feel so powerful. You're on edge. Simply anxious something could happen between us. And all of your attention is on me. At least that's how it should be. But then, I get photos sent to me. And I see you looking at this girl. and it pains me to admit, but she is cute. Like, really cute. And I start to think, maybe that is the kind of girl you like. Man, you even touched her hips while dancing. Way to go, nerd. You can't even keep up eye contact with me. But when it's this girl, you can even get all touchy-feely with her. Oh, you don't understand? What a surprise. Of course you don't. You're a nerd. Well, let me try to help you understand, okay? I don't like it when you're close with other girls like that. I want your eyes on me. That is the only reason I started all this crap. I'm sorry when I hurt you in any way. I cannot say that I was not meaning what I did, because that would be not true, but I didn't know how to stop once it started, and you seemed fine with it, but every single day we meet, I feel so horrible about it, because for some reason, whenever you look at me, I want to mess with you. Mess you up. You're just so cute. Absolutely cute. The cutest of them all. Your flushed face belongs into a museum. But then again, more people would just get the chance to look at you, and I won't like that at all. I don't want anyone else but me giving you all the attention in the world. I think you are very, very, very cute. Too cute for your own good. And too cute not to be teased. But if that made you come to hate me, I wish I never teased you, never played pranks on you, just to see how you react. I just can't help it. I want to mess around with you. I want you to feel nervous around me, so that you give me more of your adorable expressions. But then I saw this photo. You look so happy in this. I never saw you look like that before. You have never looked at me like that. I mean, why would you? What would make you smile at me? Me cussing you out? Me belittling you? Man. I really screwed up any chances we had. It's all my fault. Look, I can see how happy you are with her. And she seems like a great girl. She's cute, beautiful, basically everything I am not. But forget about it. It's probably the alcohol talking. You're right. Maybe I should get a nap and sober up a little bit and eat some more pizza. Just forget about it all. It's fine. Thanks for the beer and the food. You can go if you want. Was that all I had to say? What do you mean? I am basically saying sorry for everything. Not only that, I also say sorry while complimenting you. I told you nothing but compliments and well wishes. I tell you how I feel over our relationship. Why I do what I do. Why it has to be you. And you sit here going, "That's it? You little frickin'." Fine. You want to hear something really important? You'll get what you asked for. And I don't care anymore. For crying out loud, I have a huge ass crush on you. Got it? You stupid small-brained idiot. I avoid you at every party, because every time I drink, I get these thoughts of making you upset, real upset, and you start tearing up, and then I kiss you again and again until you stop crying, until you feel safe again. I wrap myself around you, protecting you from anyone who dares to try and hurt you. No one hurts what's mine. And I make sure they understand that. Is that better? Is that something? I swear if you say, "That's it," to this as well, I will personally kick you so hard into your... You. More, please. I hate you. You're the one who's supposed to cry. This shit is so dumb. I like you. Please forget about that girl. I promise you, I will be better than her. I'm gonna work on myself. I'm gonna be better, okay? She's your childhood friend? I guess I can't forbid you meeting her, right? Then, I want to at least get to know her, okay? Thank you. I like you. I'm glad I can say that now. Say, you said you need to get back home. Is that still the case?